here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 12th of August, 2015. It was on this day, 1960, NASA's first communications satellite was launched, Echo 1. It was a Mylar balloon with a reflective aluminum coating, 10 stories tall, weighed about 132 pounds. It was like a mirror. It caught signals and reflected them back down to Earth. It's the birthday of Edith Hamilton, Dresden, Germany, 1867. She was the headmistress of a prep school and in her spare time read Greek philosophy and literature. She came out with a series of books of Greek mythology, and many American schoolchildren first learned about Hercules and Medusa and Odysseus from her book Mythology. Came out in 1942. It was on this day in 1851, Isaac Merritt Singer patented his first commercial sewing machine. He didn't invent the sewing machine. Elias Howe did. But Singer improved on the design, made it more practical and efficient. His was the first to use an up-and-down needle movement powered by a foot treadle. And in order to sell these, they were a little bit expensive for the time, he pioneered the idea of buying on credit and making installment payments. It's the birthday of the poet J.D. McClatchy, born Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, 1945, who said, "All my life I've been a person who's made his bed in the morning and picks up the bath mat. It's my temperament, and so I prefer formal techniques and use sonnets and rhyme, any manner of scheme to give a shape and order to a poem." It's the birthday of the mystery novelist Mary Roberts Rinehart, Pittsburgh, 1876. She got married, whereupon the stock market crashed in 1903. She and her husband lost a lot of money, and she began to write to bring in extra money. Her first book was The Circular Staircase, 1907, mystery novel. It was a big hit, sold more than a million copies. Mary Roberts Rinehart, considered the mother of the had-I-but-known school of mystery writing, in which the protagonist is largely clueless about something that most people would have picked up on. She was also the writer who gave us the cliché, "The butler did it." And it's the birthday of Zerna Sharp, Hillsburg, Indiana, 1889. She was an elementary school teacher who created the Dick and Jane series of books for beginning readers. They first entered the classrooms around 1930, and they were routinely used until the late 1960s. Here's a poem for today by Ann Higgins, "Cherry Tomatoes." Suddenly, it is August again, so hot, breathless heat. I sit on the ground in the garden of Carmel, picking ripe cherry tomatoes and eating them. They are so ripe that the skin is split, so warm and sweet from the attentions of the sun. The juice bursts in my mouth, an ecstatic taste, and I feel that I am in the mouth of summer, sloshing in the saliva of August. Hummingbirds halo me there in the great green silence, and my own bursting heart splits me with life. Ann Higgins's poem Cherry Tomatoes from At the Year's Elbow, published by Mellon Poetry Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering the weekly poetry podcast, Poetry Off the Shelf, featuring contemporary American poets, readings, reviews, and more. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/poetrypodcast. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.